All right, coming up, beginning this week at Playmakers Repertory Company on campus, beginning on Wednesday and running until October 4th, Playmakers launches its 2015-2016 main stage season with an award, multiple award-winning play called Disgraced by Iyad Akhtar. It begins on Wednesday, again runs through October 4th. And joining us now to talk about it is the director of the play, Shashir Karoop. Thank you for so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this play. It's won the Pulitzer Prize. It's been nominated for a Tony, all just in the last couple of years, and now it's in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, and it's actually happening in a number of places around the country. I think the Pulitzer, makes it a much more viable option for lots of theaters to start producing it, because that always helps people want to come see it, which is a good thing, which is usually a good mark of, oh, this has been awarded this particular prize, and it makes people want to produce the play. And it's a good play to produce in a time like this, when some of the subject matter is really apropos to our time.
And tell us about some of the subject matter. This is a comedy drama, but it really touches on some very important issues.
Yeah, humor is a great way to sort of leaven the way toward harder conversations. And humor is such a great way to lay open things that people have a hard time talking about. And so the main thrust of this play is about a lawyer, a South Asian lawyer, so coming from Pakistan in this case, or any of the South Asian countries that are in the Indian subcontinent, but who's pretty much, he's completely an American. He was born and raised here. And so he is a high power lawyer and married to a Anglo woman who's a fine artist and a painter. And the other characters are a fellow lawyer with the husband, an African-American woman, and her husband, who's an art curator at a famous museum in New York. The fifth character is the nephew of the Muslim man. And the play revolves around an incident that the wife wants the husband to sort of help an imam who is being falsely accused of something. And he is reticent to do it because he's part of this very powerful Jewish law firm. So just by what I just laid out, you can see all the sort of the world issues that can possibly come up with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to go too much into the plot, because I think the plot and where we go with the play is part of the joy of the ride, you know? But given this sort of little, it becomes a bit of a pot boiler, I guess, on some level. Where is this going to go, you know? There's a lot of humor. It is a classic sort of dinner play where everything happens at the big dinner, you know? A very familiar setting for most people coming to the theater. But here we're talking about things that aren't usually talked about at the dinner table, or are talked about at the dinner table, but we don't necessarily always see this particular subject matter happening on the American stage. And I think the perspective that it comes from and who is on what side is not what you would expect. That's the other thing about the play that I think is interesting, is who's making what argument for what cause. And it's not always what one would stereotypically assess toward that character.
And we're speaking with Shashir Karoop, who's the director of Disgraced. This is opening at Playmakers on Wednesday, runs through October 4th. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want ticket information, and there's other special events going on all the way through this run as well. You can get all that information online. You are with Cornerstone Theater Company in Los Angeles, sort of based out there. You've been on TV. You've been all over the country. What brought you to Playmakers, and how has that experience been?
Joe Hodge, before he left Playmakers to go to the Guthrie, which is probably the flagship theater company of this country, you know, which is a big jump and a wonderful thing for him, and a really wonderful thing for the Guthrie, because I think Joe is a very smart and interesting artist, you know, and also I think the first Arab American head of the Guthrie, if I think I'm safe in saying that, you know. I thought a fantastic choice, and he called me. We have known of each other for many years, because we sort of came up around the same time within the theater world and working with similar artists like Peter Sellers Mars and Anne Bogart and people like that who are more on the avant-garde side of things. And so, you know, being one of the few South Asians at that time and him being one of the few Arab Americans, I think we'd heard of each other, but we'd never really met. And he was working at OSF, which is the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and one of the other really big theater companies in this country. And he had called me once and said, "Hey, you know, I'm interested in this this designer that you work with, and talk to me about her." And we talked, and then he hired her. And then later he called me and said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to be doing this Disgraced here because I think not only I think is it a good play, but I think you'd be a good person to direct it. Had you seen some of my work at OSF?" And then he also was really interested in how it would be handled and dealt with, especially with the tragedy, you know, earlier this year, with the three students who were murdered. And I was right on immediately when I heard all that. I was completely on board. I had not read Disgraced. So I read it, and then, of course, since I did, I said, okay, yeah, this would be really an important play to do at this time. And in this particular place, because the community had been through such a tragedy, and these people are really remarkable people. I mean, you know, one of their dreams was to get dentistry to people in Syria and for children. And a lot of their work was geared toward, you know, helping people less fortunate than them, you know. So it was an all-around great idea. So I'm hoping that that is what this will turn out to be. We're having a couple of days when we are having talkbacks after the show, where I hope that people will stay and have a real conversation with the artists on that stage and give a space for the possibility of expressing opinions or receiving opinions and seeing the art of the play. And even though the play is a very challenging play in some ways, because there are no easy victims and easy bad people, you know, it's one of those things where the nuances of every character are rich, and so you will have to, it's like a really rich meal where you have to parse out how you actually feel about this. And I'm hoping that when people walk out of there is no sort of like, well, I fall down on this side, or I go down onto this side. I think it's like picking sides in this sort of situation makes no sense. It's much more about seeing the humanity that's on that stage and sort of the fallibility of everybody and the heroism of everybody also.
Did that connection to that tragedy earlier this year in Chapel Hill, did that affect your staging of the play at all?
I don't know about the staging, but I did certainly, my desire to do it was one of the big reasons. But also, in order to deal with tragedy, as I said earlier in prefacing this, was that humor is a really important aspect of being able to hear things. And I think if people are in a place where there's not been a lot of communication or a lot of conversation about a tragedy, because one of the greatest things that we can have are like truth reconciliation kind of ideas, you know, which they do in Africa and they do in many other countries, but we don't do that here as a country so much. And theater and art can become a place where that possibility exists, you know. And so, especially with the theater, where you know, you can go in and see a piece of art and watch it and laugh at it and be moved by it and cry with it, all of the different things that we go to the theater for. There is a processing that happens and a purging that can happen also. And I think sometimes when a tragedy like this hits a community and there isn't a lot, or haven't been, or at least not that I've heard of, have a lot of outlets of how to process that, those feelings, theater becomes a great place to do that, and especially when you have talkbacks and people are able to then have a moderated conversation, the possibility for healing then just at least begins, you know? At least that's the hope.
Speaking again with Shashir Kurup again, the play opens on Wednesday. It's Disgraced. It has won a Pulitzer. It's been nominated for a Tony. Not to be missed. PlaymakersRapid.org is the website if you want ticket information or info about all the schedule of events associated with it. Before we let you go, I always ask this to end, not to give away the big spoiler of what your favorite moment in the show is, but what's your second favorite moment in the show?
I have to say that there is such a delight in just staging this dinner scene. It's what's interesting about the play is it's in four scenes. It's one of the things that I think people will also really enjoy is just that it's a brief play. It's only 42 pages, but it is like, you know, there was, you know, a chocolate cake with chocolate icing, heavy icing, and chocolate cream on top of that. You know what I mean? It's a really, really rich meal in a very, in a small, you know, just in a very short 42-page drive. But that particular scene, the dinner scene, is like a roller coaster. So I would actually, if you were actually saying, well, there are four scenes, that particular scene is just such a joy to stage, and the ups and downs of it are just, they'll pull you all over the place. And so I, instead of thinking of a moment, I picked that particular scene.
Disgraced is the play. Playmakers Repertory Company is the company. Playmakersrep.org is the website. It opens again this Wednesday, runs through October 4th. You've got a lot of chances to see it, but not to be missed. Shashir, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron. My pleasure.